Dr. Javier dictated a clinic note on Galinda Hernandez, D-A-L-I-N-D-A, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, birthday 6/29/72. Patient seen today for follow-up for injury to left shoulder. Seen initially. Well, days ago, with history of working as a maintenance cafeteria, with history of lifting tables and having to put them together, patient was given prescription for Midrol dose pack and Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day. Patient seen today for follow-up. State's opinion is worse. Having to use mop at school with strain on left shoulder. Examination, head eyes, ears, and throat. Well, general appearance of patients in mild distress, head eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, next to both masses. Lungs clear off chest percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without again angry or tenderness. Neurological scan within normal limits, examination of left shoulder. Difficult with complaints of diffuse tenderness to the anterior shoulder, supraclavicular area, infraclavicular area laterally. Also with diffuse tenderness to posterior shoulder, including the suprascapular, intrascapular, and scapular area as well. With the painful range of motion. Slight tenderness noted to right superior shoulder. The full range of motion states was because she's having to use her right arm more with injury. Plain x-ray was obtained of left shoulder, which showed no definite abnormality because of persistence of pain. And worsening in work, patient is now put off work to follow up next Thursday, place on meloxicam, 15 milligrams to take daily. Pause. MRI was ordered prior visit and physical therapy. However, patient states that she hasn't been contacted about MRI, but we'll confirm that it was requested. Also, patient was given a sling with left arm because of with some pain reported just with the weight of the arm to the left shoulder, without activity, and because of diffuse nature of pain to shoulder. We'll follow up next week to monitor progress. Impossible to return to work light duty if light duty is available, where she's not required to use her left arm present for a while and, until until improved and able to return to normal duty. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.